we live. This is our we part. Okay? If you want to learn this, first of all, stop this. Why? Because you talk nonsenses, you think nonsenses. Stop it. This is something very special that only these exceptional fellow will bring back. So it's a gift through the holy people. Do not talk. Don't be careless. This is a very delicate matter. The matter is to work together, to become together. And all of this, you could talk it away. There is a feeling in this, walking in the path, the sensation of holiness. If you use the bad words or you think the bad stuff, you will ruin that space, that holy space or holy state of being. You could provoke the animal, or the people could provoke it. So it's very important to be in the path. How could you be in the path? At the beginning, we know where not to go. Look at the animal. The animal is attempting to walk somewhere. Do the opposite. That's the first step. Second, understand that this wisdom is not logical. Do not forget, we are talking about exception, not the rule. It's illogical. Love is illogical. But so what? We have some other feelings. We have some capabilities. Light is out of there and it will do its work. But us, we hang on to the main anchorage of this wisdom. The main pillar of this wisdom is imagination. By imagination, we mean some special imagination, some special images, because here we are talking about beauty. How do we think about beauty? He said, it's very simple to us. There are two pictures drawn from human being. One is the animal. We are the continuum of, some interpretation of Darwinism will say, the monkeys. That's one of the pictures. So I am a monkey. There is another picture of a monkey. What is it? It comes from one imagination. We believe that is beautiful. How do we believe it? We talk about it, don't worry, in this paragraph. So this is common sense. In common sense, let me bring in some words, special words for you. This word, think about it. I bring in one word. How do you feel about it? Justice. Just. Correct. Real. What else? Right. Then what? Come on, you have to know them all and recycle it in your brain again and again. God, how was you feeling towards all of this? They look positive to you. Why? That's it. Remember that. Whenever I say true, truth, right, correct, real, just, justice, expectancy,
retribution,
God. What was the word about for all of this? You tell me.
God.
Hap. That's hap, the meaning of hap in Arabic. All of those words come from hap. That's why hap to us is a very special name. Because it's that. You see, we are attracted to hap. It looks beautiful to us. That's it.
It's Asma Allah al-Husna.
Pardon me?
Asma Allah al-Husna, the names of God, the 99 names of God.
No. These are the adjectives, selected adjectives, which could be built by Haq, comes from Haq, like Haqiqa, like Haqqaniya, like Muhaqqin, like Istihqaq. All of that. I'll bring the Arabic for you if you want. But these are selected words which we mean by all of this. God included. Because God to us is justice, is correct. All of that. They are intermingled. This is a concept, imagination. We imagine something like this. We are attracted to it. This is the point. Like you're walking in a path, suddenly a little flower is over there. You're attracted, as if the flower will grab your attention, right? So, haq is grabbing my attention. Haq is beautiful, is attracting me. Therefore, I could be beautiful. I am capable of beautification. In the other image of me, the monkey, I'm just a stronger monkey. What else am I? There is no beauty over there. And beauty is the exception. We know that there is something in humanity and there is none in the animals. That's seeking the beauty. In harmony. That's what we do. Have you ever seen an animal noticing a painting? Or listening to a piece of music? No. This is us because imagination. Imagination is the first pillar for us, and that's all we need. We don't need anything else. The exception of this wisdom is based on imagination. He talked about this imagination. He said, listen, there is one picture of us. The Satan said, you are the earth, you are the earthly stuff, you are not from fire, you are no good. And of course he was right, because that was Adam before becoming alive. The life of Adam is the breath, other stuff. That's what we were talking about. And for that, first of all, there is these two pictures of me. I choose the first one. If you choose the second one, goodbye. Because if you believe that the human is an animal and is ugly, so what? It's like if you sit down and you say that the music of Mozart is bad. Pity. You don't have the taste. So, okay, let's find about this. The beautification starts with what? We already told you, coming out of yourself. And with that, I mean completely. Even a little hair of you exists, you're not done yet. That's what we mean. remember, there is no 85% being in love. There is not. Here, everything is 100% because we are not talking about quantity. It's quality. No counting. So, you should understand that a little bit distortion in your way of looking at the stuff will ruin everything. You should be clean. From what? From that little serpent. Because what do you do in your life? The alien. The alien is here and looking around. What is this? What are you doing? He looks around, then he will report one sentence. What are we doing? We are going around and showing off our knowledge. Isn't that what we're doing? Aren't you going around using your knowledge and showing it off? Aren't you earning your life by using your brain and intelligence? Am I not correct? So, you are a magician with a serpent. You know what will kill you? The serpent. Because the serpent, yes, you use it, but it could kill you. You will know it when I show you the one who was killed by it. A very short story. Right? How come? Why does it kill you? We should ask this question. Yes, okay, we understand that the knowledge is dangerous, could kill me. But what? Because the way you look at it. How do you look at the knowledge? You look at the knowledge as a tool, as an instrument, right? Right or wrong? Okay. So when you're facing the Jesus, you want to have the tool. And he will tell you, I cannot give you the tool because you don't have the hand for it. This was the answer of Jesus. Later we received it, right? He said, okay, you have to have the clean mouth to say that spell. It's like the stick of Moses. If I give you the stick, you don't have the hand of the Moses. That's what it is. And then what? Huh? You go around and say, the stick was no good. You don't have the hand. You cannot use it. Let's explain it. First of all, it's for the clean mouth. To become clean, to become enlightened, you have to spend a lifetime. It's not something that you do overnight. It could happen overnight, but you have to work on it your entire life. And it's not that hard. That's the point. With the knowledge, go and study. Couple of PhDs, you're sure that you know what you're talking. Here, do the stuff your entire life. Is there a guarantee? No. Don't do it. Couldn't it happen? Yes, it could, overnight. Why? Because the sky is high, no reason. This is what the exception of love is a listen, you have to be ready for the light so it could be handed to you. You have to be clean. It's like you love to have a good glass of wine. You should clean your glass first. With a filthy glass, you cannot ask for a good wine. It's like that. Therefore, let me tell you how to walk. You walk in this path first by following the footsteps of others. That's how the knowledge starts here. But later, you have to develop the nose for it.